from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Pop Brad with me and him. Are you there, him?
I'm here.
Are you? He's still there. Oh, well, you can always dream, can't you? And we went through a rather different part one of Postcard from Pop Brad, where we just whittled on for ages and ages and ages. But there you go, what would I know?
No, he whittled on for ages and ages and ages, didn't he, ladies and gentlemen?
I like vocational studies. I do.
I do. I do. I love them.
Yeah. More beneficial... Actually, no, I don't know.
Well, they are. Now, come on, let's be sensible. Let's just be sensible about this. Well, you made a very good point, which we shouldn't really go into again. But the simple fact is, you're quite right. For the sake of whatever it is, you can have a qualification which virtually guarantees you a job.
Yep.
And with certain people involved, it actually does guarantee you a job. And the other thing that you don't have at the end of it is a massive debt.
Well, there's that to it. Although,
well, that's important. People with 25 grand debt, are they going to afford to get a deposit for a house?
Well, they're not. But I have to, I'm going to have to be honest here because I have.
First time, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I have various City and Guilds due to the fact of doing my training at Bletchley Park in Buckinghamshire, Milton Keynes, as people know, and various other things.
Were you park warden as well, then, as a postman?
With British Telecom, as a techie folk personage. and. I actually learnt there. I was, I was educated while I was doing my apprenticeship. Later in life, when I worked for a cigarette company, I couldn't progress unless I had a degree. So my boss said, "I'll pay for an open university for you," and I thought that was very nice of him. So anyway, I did.
Why did you need a degree for cigarettes?
Because if you wanted to progress in your career. In the company, you had to be the holder of a degree. If you didn't have a degree, you weren't a good person.
Oh, I see. So it was a kudos thing, not a practical thing.
No, there's no practicality at all. Now, I did actually talk to the tutor once. I did get my degree. Did I do any work?
What, did you get it in?
Marketing.
Marketing, so yes. You've been on a market stall as well.
Yes.
So you're a postman, a plumber, and
and now I'm a radio presenter, marvellous. Anyway, just get yourself a vocational qualification.
Yeah, go and get an MVQ.
Yeah, that's the ticket. Anyway,
MVQs are good for you.
That's a good phrase, isn't it? NVQ.
Oh, that's another one you're going to nick now, isn't it? Yeah, that's another one that will be blazing across the world.
Hold on a minute. I've got to get a bit of paper quick. Oh, NVQs are good for you.
Yeah, we can have it as a song. I want to sing it, though. Let's do a song.
NVQs
are good for you.
I've written it down.
MVQs are good for you.
Yeah, I've got little jingles in my head as well. No, let's not go there. Anyway, I love it. Anyway, Vlado's been making it all up again. Marvellous. I don't know if anybody watched him. His presidential speech. Do you know, are you sure he doesn't get Mills and Boone to write them for him? I think he must.
No, he gets the makers of Action Man to write it for him, doesn't he? he's going out with Barbie. I tell you,
I can't believe it. I mean, some of the rubbish that comes out of his mouth is unbelievable. I'm sorry, Russian people, if you're offended, but we go out globally, and I know that. But like, hello, the ruble is crashing. After President Putin's speech. The ruble went lower than ever against the dollar and the euro. Intelligent financial people know what he's saying is not right, and yet he still spins it to his local people.
But they understand. You've got to look at a different way of life. Again, you've got to take into consideration that we are not the be-all and end-all of political and financial life in this world. There are other people of different frames of mind and different upbringings. Everything.
Lee, hello, I live with them. Come on.
I know you do. I know you do, dear.
But even they're not buying it.
Well, no, because he has. You see, everybody's saying what a wonderful time it's been in Russia since Putin got Putin.
Not Putin and, yet.
And it did do well. It did do well.
It still
but
does.
There are a lot of, yeah, a lot of oligarchs are making a lot of oligarchical money.
Yes.
There is so much money. Still, people will become multi-millionaires and billionaires over there. But the poor people, the ordinary hoi polloi who live in and try and work, are really suffering. Yep. This has gone back to almost like the way things were in 1994. And the problem is, Putin, that little way, he should stay at home with Barbie and make little Barbie babies. And because
we'll have to call him Ken.
Ken Putin, that's it. Put it in, Ken Putin. Yeah, exactly. And he should stay at home and do something other than when you are going down the pan, try and punch people on your way down.
It doesn't
work. Don't try and start wars. Yeah, that's what
works.
He's doing. He's threatening everybody. Save a rattling little.
He's doing what we colloquially call putting out a smoke screen.
Exactly. Saber rattling and setting things on fire.
Anyway,
that
good
don't exist.
Lee, good news.
What?
Good news. What? For the first time in decades, those of you in the UK are going to find that your travel cards and the rise of travelling on the train is only going to go up by 2.2%. That's the lowest for decades.
Yes, but it doesn't mean that the fares are coming down. Listen, you're getting me all upset this week because you're just talking about things that really upset me. Think about it this way. While we're talking about put it in Putin, right? When we're talking about him, one major problem he's got is the oil prices have plummeted.
Yep.
And that's really hit them hard. But guess what's happened in the UK as oil prices has plummeted? Nothing! Absolutely nothing!
But I do, your mate, I'm sure you love him. Your mate, Mick Cash from the RMT Transport Union said, "Today's fare announcement just fuels the scandal. We say fares should be cut and not staff, and public ownership would allow us to do that." So basically what you're saying, Mr. Cash, is employ more people, put the cost of the ticket down, and waste more money. That's why public ownership don't work.
Well, we're talking a different kettle of fish now. But what I'm talking about is everybody's trying to say, how wonderful, but the average price of a rail journey is only going to go up by 2.2%. But if you start at the fact where people are paying £5,000 for a ticket just to go to work, £100 a week just to go to work, then it's going to go up by another 250 quid. Then that's a lot of dosh.
Your other mate, Manuel Cortez says, "It's now cheaper for a family of four to fly to Iceland to see Father Christmas than it is for one person to buy an anytime walk-on rail card fare from London to Manchester."
It's just true.
Mr. Cortez, what you've got to remember is there is the leaving Manchester tax. Now, if you come out of Manchester, there's a huge tax, you see, mate. That's what it is. Anyway. Yeah. What the dickens has ever happened to jolly old Queen's English chappies?
Well, I know. It's a funny thing, this, isn't it? But
translating. You tell the story.
Yeah, I didn't really read the story. I just thought it was good. Really. Basically, what happened? We had laughter in court in Britain as a barrister had to translate teenage slang for the judge. I think it's amazing. Oh. Yeah, these four youths were accused of firing air rifles at people's houses and stuff like that, which is a bad thing to do, and don't anybody else ever do that. It's a terrible thing to do. But when they were actually interviewed by the court and everything, they were coming out with all this sort of strange language. One 16-year-old said, "Hurry up, I've got bear haters around me now." B-A-R-E. I still don't know, even though I've read the translation, understand exactly what he meant. And it just went on like this. And the court ended up in absolute hysterics.
In other words, Lee, the court was sick.
Yeah!
In modern speak. And for those of you who have English as a second language, when young people use the term sick and say S-I-C-K, they actually mean it's really good. So if something's really cool, as or it was really hip in our day, really hip, is now today really sick.
That's right.
But I must be getting old.
This is actually quite an important story, if it's true. The trial's still continuing, so we don't know what the outcome's going to be. But if the evidence as it's been presented is true, this has been made quite light of, because these youths were actually doing nothing more, if what's been said in court is true, than drive-by shootings. They were driving around an orange Fiesta and shooting out windows of houses. It's incredibly dangerous. And if they've done what they are accused of doing, forget about the language they used. The court should use some sort of language of its own.
Yeah, quite a simple one. Put them in a nick and give them an English teacher. Apple have been accused of deleting music from iPods. Now, it's still an alleged thing, not a really thing. It's been accused by a bunch of lawyers. why am I not surprised? Well, knowing some of the iPod users that I know, no names, no pack drill, as they say.
Are you talking about me?
No. If the cat fits, wear it. But I wasn't.
Yeah, but I'm an iPod user.
Yeah, I know you are.
I have no idea what to do with it.
But knowing some iPod people, and also
iPod,
and even computer people who just delete stuff, then go, it was the iPod, it wasn't me, honestly. I didn't delete your song, sister. It wasn't me. Don't tell Mum. It was the iPod that did... Rubbish. Don't believe
it. Why? I've never deleted anything. Mine's got the set in one song.
Lee, you have to put songs
on. I've
got
it on 8 times.
Exactly.
I do, honestly. It just repeats. Yeah, I've got so many repeats. Because I don't know. Because what happens is your computer goes and farms it for you.
Oh, no, it doesn't. It's only because you push a button that goes yes.
It isn't. It doesn't. It comes up on the screen and it says, we have now collected music from your machine for your iTunes.
And you just have to say no beforehand and it doesn't do it. But if you tick continue, it will do it. That's just the way it goes.
I've never seen that, ladies and gentlemen. I've never seen a place to tick on that.
Honest. But anyway, I still think it's a bit of a crazy thing that's happened, and I'm sure the lawyer's going to get an awful lot of money for it. But the more important tech news this week is tech giants are being targeted by Mr. Osborne in the latest, or the autumn statement as it's known, which was the old sort of budget thingy of before.
Budget?
The budget.
Are we back to the budget?
We're back to the budget. And what he's saying is that Google,
it's a bit
Apple...
of a dead budget, and it fell off its perch.
Google, Apple, Amazon and Facebook are among those companies which are described as offshore companies. And let me give you an example of this, boys and girls. If you're talking about YouTube and you're in your country, especially in Europe, if you look at and you think, oh, I'm dealing with, I don't know, London as an example, when you're talking about Yahoo... You're not. You're actually dealing with Dublin. So although you think you're trading within the UK, you're actually not. You're trading with the Republic of Ireland because they get better tax breaks there.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, and that's the sad thing about it. Well, people don't know it.
Is there anything wrong with having a place where you can go where you get better tax breaks?
Well, in theory, no. But morally... No. Yes, because if you are...
Why morally?
If you're trading within the UK and all your business is in the UK, but your place of domicile is somewhere outside of the UK to get a lower tax break, then if you're only making your money from the UK, then you should be impacted with UK tax regulation or Slovak tax.
I think you're right. I think I agree with you.
Moral thing, I do agree. But, you know, like me, I pay my taxes, and unfortunately I have to pay my taxes because I don't have any choice because my name's not one of the big tech companies. But I do think the tech companies should look at where they're making the money and put that money back into the system where they're making it, not shift it to somewhere outside.
Well, what about Irish companies who trade in Britain but by design are actually based in Ireland?
Under the tax law as well. But equally,
so why would why would people who, you know, when we've got open borders and things can move into all sorts of areas at all sorts of levels, mm-hmm. why is it that I agreed with you until you made that last point. Why is it then wrong for companies to go where things are beneficial if, in fact, indigenous companies get that treatment anyway without anybody frowning on them?
No, I agree, but they are the indigenous population, so if they are treated differently, so be it.
Well, there could be English companies over there that have been there for 20 years. They're not indigenous population.
If you're going to do that, if you're going to, you know, move your company to Ireland, as an example, we're not just picking on you, Ireland, trust me. You do your trading from Ireland. You don't do it appearing to be in the UK. All your staff should be in Ireland, not in the UK.
You're talking about smoke and mirrors and not straightforwardness.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Absolutely.
But in principle, there can be nothing wrong in having a business in a country which is beneficial to you and your company. If that's the rules, that's the rules.
And if the financial director didn't do that, you'd fire him anyway, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. So it's between a rock and a hard place for these companies.
Be careful when you're buying dodgy goods, boys and girls. Make sure it's not fake, because there are some fake bottles of the very good shampoo, which I happen to say I buy all the time, Head and Shoulders, which apparently has got some sex change chemicals. Oh, God.
I know. Inside it. I know.
I just realised why my feminine side comes out so much.
Why is it called Head and Shoulders, though? You don't do your shoulders with it.
No, it stops the white bits on your in your hair getting on your shoulders.
See, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and everybody else, once again, an answer of alacrity and honesty and straightforwardness, a grand gesture of mental ability and memory, something that changes the way that people face the world and think of things. Eric Wiltshire knew what Head and Shoulders meant.
Lee, it's my marketing degree, mate. Anyway, so look, on a serious note, there are it's the time of the year when, you know, we'll get a bit pushed on money, and you know, you walk down the aisle and you think, cool, that's cheap Head and Shoulders, or that's cheap perfume, and they let you smell it, but when you get it home, 2 seconds later, your girlfriend's got a rash on her arm from this cheap perfume you bought her.
Please,
I'd rather say to you, look, buy a smaller bottle of perfume from a genuine shop than buy a big bottle of perfume from somebody on the street corner. Not casting aspersions on the traders, the market traders or anybody else, but just play safe.
Just dead right, because it could, actually, you've got to think about it seriously. Mm. Like, say, for instance, I have quite long hair, quite gorgeous auburn locks, and if I use this if I use this sex change chemical, I could end up with a Brazilian.
Yeah, we'll move on. Let's be in a couple to stop kissing by staff during the dinner at the Royal Festival Hall because it's a family restaurant. Hello. Did I miss up and wake up in a Martian world?
Why?
Well, girls kiss girls anyway.
Girls kiss men as well. Girls kiss everybody. But do you want people to be kissing at dinner in front of you? I'm not sure. Maybe one had got chips and the other hadn't, and she was just passing a few chips over. I don't know what the truth is. Nah. But do you want people to be kissing in front of you when you are having dinner?
That's because you're such old buffoons in England. People kiss people. It's the beauty of Slovakia. Blokes, when it's a birthday, a bloke will kiss a bloke because it's his birthday on the cheek.
Where does he kiss him?
On the cheek. On the face.
Cheek, upstairs or downstairs?
Upstairs. Oh, my Lord. It's 2014. Grow up.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's right. I just don't see any reason. It depends. If it was just a little peck on the cheek, I agree with you. If it was a full-blown, like, we're having
Tom for dinner. If they were doing a Debbie Harry, then I'd agree with you.
Which is a Debbie Harry? You have to explain that one all day.
It's a song.
What?
French Kissing in the USA.
Oh, that one, French Kissing, yeah. If they were doing French Kissing, unless it was a French restaurant, of course.
It might be different, then, wouldn't it?
Yep. Yeah, exactly, you could do that, yeah.
Anyway, warning,
Oh, here we go again.
Warning, warning, warning. If you're thinking of going to Scotland for Hogmanay, be very careful, because we all think that Scottish people are drunkards.
That's a terrible thing but it to is. Say.
Even
That's
if I'm part Scottish, I'm allowed to, I'm part Scottish. Ah! The fact is, the persona of Scotland is alcohol-based. We still think of it that way, but be very careful. The Scottish legislators have reduced the amount of alcohol you can have in your blood to 50 milligrams per 100 millilitres of blood. Now, the reason they haven't taken it to zero is actually very sensible. It really is sensible. Because there are lots of products on the market which dentists use. There's tablets on the market for different things which have an alcohol base to them. So if for example, you did a mouthwash, which, you know, with the alcohol, you don't swallow, you just wash your mouth, spit it out. If you then took a breathalyzer test, you'd fail.
Yeah, no, I understand that. No, I was thinking, you've got alcohol in it, so you just drank it. I didn't know you spit it out. That's ludicrous.
I know. But anyway, the fact is, the message from the police in Scotland is please don't drink and drive, but they have kept it down to a very small amount just for medical reasons, which is very sensible, it has to be said.
That actually is right. Yeah, I was going to rail against that, and now you've explained that to me, I understand it, and I think that is absolutely right, yeah.
Well, there you go. And more good news...
Why is this good news? It's that stupid Basildon Bond bloke.
He's not a letterman at all. Q is back. I love the character of Q. We're talking about James Bond. The new film's been announced called Spectre. It will be on your TV, not your TV, but on your cinema screens next year. And I love Q because it's all sci-fi-ish and technology-ish. And do you know
the do you like the Bond films?
Yes.
Yeah. I wish I liked the Bond films. I think they're extremely well made.
They're very British now.
And now, you know what? I just can't get into them. I can't get into them.
Because you're a Mancunian.
Why? What's that got to do with it? Why don't we like Bond?
I couldn't resist that. Sorry, Manchester.
Oh, it's the way like Daniel Craig wears pants that are three sizes too small for him. And he's... I tell you what. Take his hair off, because he doesn't have much anyway. He is put it in Putin.
Yeah, kind of. You know what? You're not wrong.
He's infiltrating us, right? James Bond is a spy for the Russians.
Well, Ralph Fiennes is back anyway as the new M. And actually, I have to say, he did actually play a good M. I was a bit worried about that.
Is he the one who used to climb mountains?
No, that's Randolph Fiennes.
Oh, sorry, is he his brother?
I have no idea.
His father?
No idea.
His mother?
Same answer.
Grandfather?
I respectfully remind my honourable friend that I answered that further earlier in question one.
Bare cheek.
Naomi Harris will be Miss Moneypenny again. Oh, nice.
Who will? Then Judy Dench?
No! Naomi Harris.
Who's she? Do we know her? Don't we know her?
Well, we'd like to know her better.
We'd like to know her inside out.
But anyway, there's only one bad thing about the movie. There is a terrible rumour going around.
Apart from the fact it's a James Bond film.
No, there's a terrible rumour going around that Sam Smith might be the singer.
Who's Sam Smith?
Oh, don't. No, just don't.
He's the one that
he sings those silly ballady songs that every radio station's doing 20 times a minute. No, trust me. Sam Smith makes, even in your eyes, Phil Collins on a par with Pavarotti.
I like Pavarotti. We have that every Christmas, you know.
It's beautiful. Pavarotti.
It's incredible the way they get the ice cream round the end of it, round the outside of it, honestly.
Just the one, God. No,
can't at all.
You're not supposed to do it. Anyway, we end with the shame of Britain this week.
Have we finished?
Just about.
I'm not even starting yet.
We end with the shame of Britain again. And I don't think this is a shame. I think it's a twofold travesty. a twofold travesty. Right. And the reason being, the NHS is looking at bans for obesity and smoking related operations. Now, the people are being told they must slim down or quit smoking as part of saving money. And it is true. A surgeon trying to operate on an obese person will tell you it's much more dangerous. It's considerably harder work to do the operation, especially if it's, you know, in the heart area or the tummy area, because you've got so much to wade through before you get there, and that's not been true.
Don't go in completely.
But by the same token, you know, the problem with obesity is that it is costing the NHS so much money anyway. So why not give patients the slimming band operation so that they lose the weight? Then you don't have the problem in the first place. It's kind of one of these clinical chickens and eggs every which way you look at it.
It's a good point. You see, I think what you've just said, I can't believe this. We lost our voice of reason in the shape of Rachel's hot pants. And yet, you have been the voice of reason to replace it in such a strong way that
it's the feminine side with me head and shoulders.
It's because of your man boobs. I understand this. I understand all
they're not that things. They're called moobs.
Yeah, moobs, because they move all over the place when you walk. Right.
Not so much now they don't. Ha ha.
But what I'm saying is, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. The nice and the sensible thing is to tell people, lose weight and stop smoking. Mm. And that will make everybody's job easier. But
hang on, stupid comedy sound effect.
Is that your boobs? Are you jumping up now?
That's a lighter.
Right. But the problem is that this is actually the NHS saying to people, we ain't going to help you unless you lose weight and stop smoking.
I do have to say, I think that might be a bit of a catalyst to stop people eating so much junk food. And if that works, then, you know, I'm quite in favour of it.
Well, there's nothing new in this, is it? They've been saying for decades, really.
But they haven't been really hammering it. There's been a lot of hot air talk going, this is good for you, Mr. Banks. If you do this, you will live a little bit longer. And I remember one doctor, when Terry Wogan retired from full-time radio, that, you know, one of the doctors had the audacity to say, do you know, if Terry had only lose a couple of stone, he'd live another couple of years as well. And I thought, you cheeky sod.
Cheeky monkey!
What gives you the right to say that? Flipping
it. Big fat Terry.
Well, Terry's not fat anyway. As it goes, he has lost a lot of weight. But
He is actually, to be brutally honest, he where we go in Spain, he has a house just up the road, and every now and then you do see him. And he's fat. He's a big fat wobbly.
No, he's lost a lot of weight now, Lee.
I only saw him about 10 weeks ago, and he was a big fat wobbly then.
No, he's lost a lot of weight 10 weeks ago, mate, compared to what he used to look like.
Ladies and gentlemen, he obviously has a deal going with Terry Wogan.
He's lost a lot of weight compared to what he used to be.
He's lost weight, ladies and gentlemen. He's so thin, he's like the new Twiggy.
Well, anyway, I think the NHS have got to be a bit more grey over this subject, not black and white, because there's some points where you should
shade the grey. That's
absolutely
what it is.
Well, on that little happy note, Lee, I'm afraid you've got to say goodbye to the listeners.
Well, I'm so sorry, listeners. That's it. I know he's only like giving you half a show, and I just need to say, well, I love you and respect you and dream about you and think about you and all the things that are good in this world, I believe, comes from our listeners.
See you, boys and girls.